Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
Good morning. You were hanging out with Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, Colorado Springs native. Come on, we got some great info for you today. Buckle up that seatbelt. What do they say on the flights now? Make sure everything, your stow tables, your whatever is fastened position. We're going to have a lovely flight for you here, okay? Do want to give a shout out to Neil Cohn, who helped me get on the air, and Patrick, my lovely producer. He's rocking it in 2020. I'm on time now. It's the biggest change ever. When I started, he goes, you have to be on time, otherwise you're going to get beat up. And it's pretty easy to beat me up, honestly. I'm not that big of a guy. So I knew he was for real. But a serious shout out to them. And I got nominated this week by the Colorado Springs Business Journal as one of the rising stars. I was telling the gal who was interviewing me, she said, hey, what are your qualities and this and that and what you want, everything makes you great? And I says, I'm just blessed that I've had such great people around me and pour into me. It's not as much of my talent as just using the gifts God's given me and being associated with such amazing people. So thank you. Thank you to the radio listeners. So many of you I've had a chance to talk with and help purchase properties. Okay, we always talk the good, the bad. And today's title of the show are What Are Closing Costs, baby? And we got Austin Darby coming in with Main Street Insurance. Boy, it's going to be real exciting. All right, the good Falcon Marketplace, folks. King Supers, 123,000 square feet going in out there for King Supers. That Woodman Meridian area, a Walmart super center. Boy, they're starting to pick up some of that infrastructure out east. They need to do it. Obviously, the big news, Amazon coming in, making a big play. But if you've listened to my show, you knew that 6 months ago because we're ahead of everything here. That's what Real Estate Realities is about. And with the good comes the bad, folks. Infrastructure, that's right. We need to widen Woodman from 4 to 6 roads. Make sure you stick around. We got an exciting show for you today. That's right, closing costs, folks. What are they? You're listening to Justin Hermes. I'm the best in the business. I sell, I buy, and I help you manage your assets. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, Cardio News Radio. Stick around for the second segment.
Don't sweat the technique.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Folks, welcome back. You are joining Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Listen to Cardio News Radio. If you have any questions throughout the segment, feel free to give me a call, 719-232-1063. You know the title of today's show, What Are Closing Costs? Folks, we're going to break it down for you, give you some valuable information. So next time you're purchasing with me, of course, Justin Hermes, you're going to know what's going on. So let's break it down for you here. We talk about sellers first, right? Okay, sellers have a lot of that expense when it comes to closing costs. They absorb the realtor fees here in Colorado, and it's pretty standard. They pay 3% to a buyer's agent and 3% to the listing agent, the person with the sign in the yard. So you take that $200,000 home, all right, you take 6% on that, and you are talking $12,000 in realtor fees. you get what you pay for. There's a lot of people out there who cut the realtor fees, flat rate fees, but it's like going to the doctor and saying, hey, I want the cheapest doctor. And you go, no, Josh, that's my health. Well, you know what? This is your largest financial investment. So don't cheap out, folks. Get a professional. Call me, Justin Hermes, REMAX Properties. Okay, so we talked about the seller paying those realtor fees. All right, they also have to pay a proration of taxes to the buyer. Taxes are paid arrears here in Colorado. And so they pay a proration of taxes forward to the buyers. Okay, sometimes we have some closing fees that vary depending on title company. I'm going to tell you some common ones I see here in roundabout numbers. You're looking at about $150 as far as a closing fee, split between buyer and seller, and that is paid to the closing company. Unified Title is our show sponsor. They're the best title company. That's who you should be closing with, okay? Title insurance can range from $700 to $1,400, all right? That title insurance really protects you as a seller, and it protects the buyer as well. It's the easiest way to convey title here in Colorado. And folks, that's a very small fee because you go to places like Chicago, they got attorneys and they dipping their hands in there and you're talking, you know, transferring title $3,000-$4,000 worth of fees, okay? So Colorado is actually not too bad. We got OEC, Owner's Extended Coverage. That covers the gap time, folks, in between recording. It's a small fee, $45. You should always have that on there, and you need to make sure that your agent gets that on there if you're buying or selling, okay? You got a payoff fee for the loan. If you don't have a loan, kudos to you. Don't worry about this. Otherwise, it's about $45. It varies depending on who carries your mortgage, whether it be a PennyMac, whether it be a Wells Fargo, but it should be in this ballpark, folks. Recording fees with El Paso County, we're looking around $50, all right? And then I'm going to tell you this. People say, hey, Justin, I don't, where's the rest of the money I'd escrowed in my account? Why is that not showing up? Well, the mortgage company doesn't give it to you at closing. Let me tell you that. They're going to go ahead and forward you a check a month later, okay, out of your escrow account. That's what you have been escrowing, what they've been collecting for taxes and insurance, okay? So depending on time of year, you may get a couple $1,000 check from your mortgage company after closing, okay? I'm going to backtrack a little bit here. We talked about how the seller pays that fee of the 6%. It is possible still in different scenarios where a buyer can pay that buyer agent's fee 3%. We don't see it a lot, but yes, it can be done, okay? And this is kind of segueing us into the buyer's segment here, okay? All fees can be negotiated, folks. Just remember that. All real estate fees can be negotiated. All title fees can be negotiated. This is real estate. We love negotiating. Bring the heat, baby. All right? If you can't defend your commission, you can't defend the sales price for your seller, gosh darn it. Come on. Fight me on my commission. I love it. Call me right now at 232-1063 and fight me on my commission. Because I negotiate hard for my sellers, and if you talk to an agent can't negotiate their commission, good luck when they're negotiating sales price for you, okay? Seller chooses the title company, folks. Unless you get in a situation where the buyer says, I want to pay for the title insurance, which is very uncommon, but then they would select the title company. Whoever's paying for that title insurance selects the title company, all right? And just remember, we have that show sponsor in every month, Unified Title. Been around a long time. Very quality, amazing title company. That's who you want to look for your title insurance. Okay? So buyers, here are costs associated with buying. All right? The first one I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a closing cost, but it is associated with the purchase process, and that is your earnest money. We usually see that around 1% of purchase price. So if you got a house that's selling for $300,000, it's standard that earnest money is $3,000. That's a good faith money that's deposited with the listing broker office or can be deposited with the title company, okay? But that money's held, and it doesn't go hard until you pass certain deadlines like loan objection, title objection, your inspection objection. And then at that point it goes hard. It can then be, if you don't proceed with the contract, then it can be retained by the seller, okay? So remember that, earnest money, about 1% of purchase price. We then move on to the inspection. You're looking at about $400 to $500. This inspection fee obviously changes depending on the size of the house, whether it's a townhouse, whether it's a single family home. Okay, but I'd say around $400 to $500, and then you got appraisal. You need to ask your lender. We use Churchill Mortgage. You know that. We use Jay Garvin's. He's the best in town. That's how people say, we don't use any other lenders. No, I use the best. I mean, well, why else would you use anybody else? Come on. So they collect that appraisal most of the time at closing. So it's associated with your closing costs, about $650 for an appraisal now. Other ways I've seen them do it, just depending on the loan, is they can put that appraisal on a credit card. But plan on about $650. If you're buying a fourplex and get up closer to $1,000, or if it's all the way out in, Divide area, can get up to $800. So after that appraisal, we're going to start digging into the actual closing costs you'll see on your settlement statement. Okay, you're going to see at the top that earnest money is going to be credited to you at closing. That's right, folks. So that earnest money you put down at the beginning of the contract, you're going to see that as a credit. Okay, very common. You're going to see a credit fee. They run your credit score. And so that's going to be around $40 to $50, a credit fee on that buyer settlement statement. Wake up. Come on. Hang with me. So we got the credit fee in there. You then have an underwriting processing fee. Okay, all the underwriting, they've reviewed your docs, they've reviewed your pay stubs. All those things are very important. You see that underwriting and processing fee is between $1,000 and $1,500. Okay, folks, that is money you are paying to get the loan. Okay. You have an admin fee in there around $300 to $400. That goes to the person providing the loan for you. Okay? Now, those are really the costs. All right? These other fees here I'm going to tell you about are a benefit to you. You have your proration of taxes. All right? And the mortgage company is going to escrow for a full year of taxes. So you may see, $1,200 escrowed for taxes. Now, that's a benefit, folks. That's paying your taxes. I wouldn't call that a real cost. And then your insurance is going to be around $1,200 as well. So you got about, $2,400 to $2,500 there worth of feeding your escrow account, getting it started. Okay? So you're prepaying the mortgage as well. Say you close in February, mid-February, you got no payment until April. You don't live for free, folks. That ain't how it works. They're going to collect for that, right? Just as if you collect rent as a landlord for someone moves in, they're going to collect that ahead of time. All right, so you may end up with closing costs around $5,000-$6,000, but with the taxes prorated, insurance, and then your proration of your first mortgage, you're only really looking at about $2,500 worth of actual closing costs, what you're paying and you're not getting back that goes to your mortgage. That's right. So that cost of the loan it's really not that bad for the amount of money you're borrowing. It's a great, great leverage tool. Okay. So, other realtor fees, you may have an admin fee. I see some of these companies now, they got admin fees around $500-$600. You're borrowing a lot of money, folks, and you're paying very little to borrow this amount of money, especially right now with interest rates as low as 3.5%. And this is the power of leverage. I'm going to do a show on this later in the year. That power of leverage goes a long way, and that's how you can amass real estate. And if you have the long-term game plan, you can really get in a position to have passive income to supplement your retirement so you can live an amazing life and give back and be fruitful to the community. Okay? Where else can you borrow money like that, folks? That's what I want you to think about. Can you go out and borrow that money and put it in your 401k? You just can't. And that's really what someone's doing here. The renter is paying for that landlord's, basically it's a 401k, right? They're reducing principal on the real estate. They're paying towards the real estate. Okay, that's what I teach here, folks. That's what I teach. You're providing also a great use for the community. Because not everyone can afford to purchase. Not everyone's in that position, right? But on the same side, you're doing a service to the community, but also you're building wealth, which is fantastic. All right, big takeaways here, folks. Number one, closing costs are really around $2,000. The other $3,000 to $4,000 are truly a benefit to you as the buyer. Also, number two, you can control three things. Your interest rate, the taxes you pay, and the insurance you pay on the property. Those are the three variables that control what your monthly mortgage payment is, okay? Going into that, we have a great event coming up. It's located at Happy Tap. off of 8th Street. Call me if you have questions. It's a 5:30 event. We're going to go over. We have Jay Garvin's there, Austin Darby, myself. We're going to talk about how to save money, lower your monthly mortgage payment. The best part is it's at 5:30. Happy tap, free beer, free pizza. It's a home health checkup, folks. You're stupid not to come. You can save money. Know where your dollars are going. Okay? Control your monthly payment. So call me, sign up for that class. It's going to be limited. I think we're about half full on it right now. So happy tap. That is on February 27th. It's fast approaching. But we'll see that. What is that, a Thursday? At 5:30. Happy tap. Call me to sign up. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, Cardio News Radio. My cell phone number, 719-232-1063. Give me a call. I'm going to change your life, folks. Stick around as we have Austin Darby joining us for our third segment.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the third segment. We got the one and only, the best in the insurance business, Austin Darby. Austin, how you doing?
Doing great today, Justin. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you look like $1 million, man. You know, you're a stud. You're a stud.
Love it. I appreciate all the flattery, Justin. You're the man.
That's right. All right, let's dive right into what we're talking about today, folks. And the first question I really got for you, Austin, is when you're talking with people, how do you make sure they know their coverage when it comes to home and auto?
The main thing is you got to just let them know what they are getting, what's always included, coming from coverage A. Coverage A is your dwelling. Off of coverage A, you'll have your additional dwellings. Say it's a garage, a detached garage, a shed in the back. Say it's your personal property in your home. All that stuff's always included in every policy. But what a lot of people don't look at is the additional coverages. Building, ordinance, or law is one big additional coverage that we really need in Colorado Springs because, as you know, with building code, a lot of times things change. And a lot of times on inspection, things aren't up to code.
If a house burns down, what you're telling me is that extra coverage will then have you bring everything up to code that may have not been required when the 1950 home was built.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. And that's another thing, too. So even just the 1950 home that you're trying to sell, you end up getting an inspection and realize some things aren't up to code that were up to code back then. When those things need to be replaced, instead of coming out of the owner's pocket, that insurance will drop in and cover if you have that coverage. Also, if you need to tear down a structure in order to bring it up to code, the tear down, the debris removal, all that's covered.
Lead-based paint, asbestos.
Exactly.
Stuff like that. I think that's interesting. I like that.
That's one thing I really wanted to touch on today because I know I'm looking to buy right now. And when I'm looking, a lot of the homes in Colorado Springs are older.
There is
a lot of code, a lot of building issues. Whenever you go through inspection, you know how it goes. You have to have that kind of coverage. So the owner's not forced to come out of pocket and actually losing money selling their home.
Yeah, that's great. How about a water? Say we got an issue with the sewer lines busted. Can you even get that type of coverage?
So that coverage, honestly, is less than $100 per year to add on for most houses in Colorado Springs. And almost every house that I know of has a basement here. And that's what a lot of people run into. You have water backup. You know, everybody's has a septic system.
No. Let me ask you, though.
Okay.
Will they replace the sewer line?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or is it just fixing the carpet, getting that all up to code, and you have to come out of pocket on the sewer line?
Okay, yeah. They will cover. You just have to add that in as an endorsement.
So they're going to come out then and scope your sewer line before they cover it.
Exactly.
To make sure.
Exactly. Okay. They'll scope it all out. They will fully replace it if you add that coverage and you have the limit that allows for that cost.
Okay.
That's
so
something you definitely want
to
have.
That's really surprising to me, actually.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I mean,
that's
people
why.
Listening, radio listeners, you're an old North End. I mean, come on, why not have this coverage? I mean, clay sewer lines, all that jazz. That I didn't know.
And some people will, you know, have sewer coverage for up to $5,000. In that case, you're not going to be covered for a full replacement because that's not going to be enough coverage.
Yeah, it's about $15,000, but five's
exactly.
Better than a big old goose egg.
Exactly. So that's what you need to do is get, instead of just getting $5,000, cover for $10, cover for $15, cover for $20. It's only a couple bucks a month out of pocket towards your insurance.
Yeah, and that's what's huge, folks, because Austin's local here, so he knows. Like, okay, you're looking at this home here in this certain area, you need this coverage or this age, rather than talking with your stupid 1-800, you know, insurance company who a lot of you radio listeners still use. And it's just not smart, folks. It's not smart because you use someone like Austin, he can say, hey, you should have this coverage. And then so when something happens, you're not toasty.
Exactly. And a lot of people think of certain things like valuable articles is another thing I was thinking about the other day because I insured a home where the guy loved music. He had, 15 to 20 different musical instruments that were all worth over $1,000 a piece. And a lot of people don't itemize. So what you have to do with valuable articles, you have to itemize anything worth over $1,000 for most articles.
Some or jewelry.
Jewelry as well. Jewelry is, you know, only covered up to $2,500. With most policies.
Really?
So, yeah, exactly.
What if I got a $20,000 ring?
You have to itemize it. So that's okay. Something that all you right. have to list on the policy as an endorsement, as a special. And most companies will actually require that you go and you get it inspected. You get everything appraised.
Yeah.
And then you send them in the appraisal. Okay. And it's usually not too bad. I just had a client that had to add an engagement ring. So he bought his home. I insured it about a year ago, but he just bought the engagement ring, $16,000. His insurance only went up $70 for the year.
All these things are ways to save money. When we talk about mm-hmm. the segment before, what we're doing at Happy Tap on February 27th at 5:30, mm-hmm. where Austin's going to speak, Jay Garvin's going to speak, myself will speak. We're going to touch on myself, the taxes, Austin, the insurance, Jay, the interest rate. And if you don't want to save money, that's fine. I mean, just don't come then. But you know, if you want to save money and you want to properly insure stuff and you want to be smart and get a better rate and save money, I think it's valuable to come, and those are the people who are smart and will get ahead, not the people who are, you know, too lazy to do the due diligence. How does credit score affect people when they're getting insured?
Yeah, that's another big thing I wanted to touch on is all these different factors people don't understand. Say you just bought a home and you go get insurance. Your credit just took a hit because you just got a loan for the home. So if your credit, say, went from 750 down to 700, you got your insurance quoted, your insurance score is just like a credit score. It's very similar. If your credit is low, your insurance score is going to be lower. If your credit is
higher, right.
No, if your credit's low, your insurance score is going to be low, which means your premium.
I thought you meant rate. Sorry.
There you go.
Okay.
So that means your premium is going to go up because what they want to see is financial responsibility.
Yeah.
They see.
Yeah,
exactly.
It totally makes sense, dude, because if you have bad credit, it just means you're not going to be probably as responsible when driving your car.
Exactly.
Or, you know, making sure that your house is up to date on maintenance.
Exactly.
Issues.
If you got good established credit, if you're married, if you're older with, you know, a consistent job for the past 10 years, these are all things that increase your insurance score and drive down your rate. So these are important to think about. That's what I wanted to talk about here is a rescore. A lot of companies don't even do rescores unless you request it. And that's what I've been starting to do for all of my clients at renewal is submit a rescore. And what that does, it reruns your credit. Now you think, oh my gosh, you're running my credit. No, it doesn't affect your credit whatsoever. They do what's called a soft pull. I'm sure you've heard of it before, but a soft pull on your credit just to see, oh my gosh, well now his credit is 780. When we first ran it, it was 700. This guy's a little more financially responsible. You know, not as crazy out partying at his house. He, you know, bought a dog. Here you go. He's taking care of his house better. Let's drop his rate a little bit for him.
Yeah, but no birthday parties either.
No, yeah.
No anniversary parties.
No
parties at all.
Birthday parties, but they have to leave by 9 p.m., you know?
Oh, wow. That's early. I do 8 p.m. because I like to be on the safe side and I really want good insurance.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's awesome.
Early parties, early to bed, great insurance. Austin Darby.
Two juice box max. That's what I like to hear. So that's perfect. So
I love it.
That's what it is. So seriously, you got to think about this kind of stuff. When you go in and your rates every year, you go, man, why does my insurance keep going up? It's $200 more this year. Oh, it's this year. Well, if you can run a rescore or call in, request a rescore. If you have an agent that cares, they will rescore it for you and they will keep your rates as low as possible because they want to keep a good relationship with you.
Be awesome. Run down any more parting thoughts you want to give the radio listeners.
I mean, the main thing we talked about, the homes, the auto is the same thing. There's a lot of additional auto coverages you can have, like rental car reimbursement, roadside assistance. They're all optional coverages that cost pennies out of your pocket. No joke, I just had a lady add on rental coverage for one car. It was $7.70 for the year. That's less than $1 per month to add.
It's a lot of gumballs.
There you go. So main thing is know your insurance, know your agent, be covered properly, save money on this thing because it's something important that you need to have. Protect your assets at the best price.
That's huge. That's it, folks. Being smart, protecting your assets, And Austin, go ahead and give us contact information.
Yeah, it's 719-464-4705 is my cell phone. Feel free to call or text me at any time. Once again, it's 719-464-4705.
That's it, folks. Austin, thanks for coming on. Always appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Justin, for having me.
Like I say every show, folks, remember, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Have a great Sunday. If you have any questions, feel free to call me. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Realities. Talk to you next week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.